Notes on the Bible by Roy Trumbull. I'm a person with exposure to Jewish and Christian practices, and it occurred to me that there are a number of things about the Bible that Christians probably are not exposed to, and I think they are interesting. My disclaimer is that I'm not an expert, just a lay person. The five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, are known as the Torah. Torah means law. Within these five books are 613 explicit mitzvot, or commandments. Of these, 248 are things to be done, and the remainder are things not to be done. Some are no longer observed because they are related to the temple rituals. The second temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD and never rebuilt. By that time, the Jewish religion had gone from the priestly cult to rabbinic Judaism. The names of these books and the numbering of chapters and verses are Christian in origin. In some cases, the chapter divisions are clearly off, with the first few verses of the next chapter belonging to the one before. But the scheme was adopted by both Jews and Christians as a convenience. The Sefer Torah is written on a scroll by a scribe. The text goes from right to left. There is no numbering of verses or punctuation or vowels. It can be a bit daunting for a novice to read, as some scribes tend to crowd letters at the end of a line, making it hard to see where one word ends and the next begins. In the Middle Ages, a system of vowel markings was developed so that Jews in the diaspora could learn Hebrew. The vowel markings were a compromise in pronunciation, as initially there were several schemes. They led to one oddity that persists to this day. The unpronounced name of God is spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. When it is encountered in the text, the word Adonai is substituted. That means Lord or Master. The vowel markings for Adonai are affixed to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to remind the reader to make the substitution. A Christian not knowing of this practice pronounced the letters using those markings and came up with Jehovah as the name of God. There is no such word in Hebrew. In a secular context, Adonai isn't used. One instead substitutes Hashem, which means the name. The names of the books of the Torah are different from those used in a Christian Bible. The practice was to name a book using the first significant word. Genesis is Bereshit, which means in the beginning. It begins, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'yet ha'aretz. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Exodus is Shemot. Shemot is names. It begins, V'hele Shemot b'nei Yisrael. Now these are the names of the children of Israel. Leviticus is Vayikra, which means spoke. It begins, Vayikra el Moshe v'yedber Adonai. The Lord spoke unto Moses. Numbers is Bamidvar. Midvar means wilderness, and putting Ba in front makes it in the wilderness. It begins, Vayedber Adonai el Moshe Bamidvar. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness. Deuteronomy is Devarim. Devarim means words. It begins, Ele HaDevarim Asher Dever Moshe el Kol Yisrael. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel. Each book is divided into a series of weekly readings called a parsha, plural is parshot. These two are named after the first significant word. Each parsha is further subdivided into aliyot. The singular form is aliyah. The word means to go up. It is also used to describe a Jew who has gone to take up residence in Israel. He is said to make aliyah. The English translations of the Hebrew Bible vary considerably. There is no simple correspondence between Hebrew and English. Some of the constructions are awkward and the meaning unclear. When a word has several meanings or shades of meaning and there is little context, it's amazing how different the translations can be. In one book on the Hebrew language, I read that 25% of the unique words in the Bible are used only once, and 289 of those are formed from root words used only once. So much for context. My favorite example of the kind of differences found in translation comes from Ecclesiastes. Vanities of vanities, all is vanity. How about, frustration of frustrations. All is frustration. The Hebrew word tabel can mean either. The Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, consists of the Torah, the Nevi'im, or prophets, and Ketuvim, or writings. Tanakh is an acronym made from these three words. In the Christian Bible, the order of the books is rearranged so that the prophets are last and thus contiguous to the Gospels. How relevant those prophets were to the Gospels is in the eye of the beholder. Consider that the time of Isaiah was 800 BCE. Genesis wasn't written at the time of the events described. The linguists date the beginnings of Hebrew to about 1100 BCE. As the Exodus dates to 1300 BCE, early records of it or earlier events would have been in another language. The most archaic, and hence the oldest Hebrew in the Bible, actually occurs in chapter 5 of Judges. It is the Song of Deborah. It should come as no surprise that the names in the English Bible have been anglicized. Avraham becomes Abraham, Yitzhak becomes Isaac, Yaakov becomes Jacob, Moshe becomes Moses, Shlomo becomes Solomon, and David becomes David. Rut becomes Ruth, Nahami becomes Naomi, Dinah becomes Dinah, Shmuel becomes Samuel, and so it goes. Now in the New Testament there's one name whose origin I've never heard a minister comment on, and that is Jesus. The name is a Roman approximation of the Greek approximation of Yeshua or Joshua. Don't take my word for it. You can look that up in any unabridged dictionary. As of this late date, it is so well established that no one wants to mess with it.